outside.
So we are currently coming down from La Pena de Huayca. We were meant to go up today, but there was a little bit of crossed wires. We're going to be heading across the valley to the kind of companion hill where the lights are reported to start. And they supposedly travel from there over to here. We have found out that they're electromagnetically different, the hill we're going to. Mahoy is in a negative magnetic depression, and the hill we're on now is actually in a positive one, which I'm sure many of you will know. There's kind of implications to that. So we're currently going back down the hill to drive across to the other side of the valley and see Mahoy. Vinny is uncomfortable.
Really?
how comfortable are you?
Yeah, it's great. It's a bit bumpy and everything's hard, and yeah, it's not the comfiest, but it's fun.
Very fun. So I'm going to introduce you to two people now. You haven't met them yet. So we're going to start with... actually, I'll let them introduce themselves. So, first up. Hello.
Hi, everybody. It's Josh here. We're traveling on to Mahoy. In the back of a Colombian police wagon. You can judge for yourself if Dan and Vinny have been in this situation before. They look like they've got it under their belt, so onwards.
And whereabouts are you from? Just tell everyone.
I'm from London.
London. Cool. Nice. A fellow UKer. And next we have from the other side of the pond.
That's right, Walter Payne. I'm from Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska. Third or fourth time up here. Unfortunately, we didn't make it up to the top. Get a picture of that if you want to, Dan. It's a nice little view over there. But not all is lost, as Dan was saying. We're going to go to the other side. The complement to this side of the valley is over at Mahoy, and that is directly behind Dan at this moment. So we'll see what happens there. That's it.
So the part we shouldn't say is we are currently, you can kind of see the lights there, we're in the back of a police van.
But we didn't do anything wrong.
No, we didn't do anything wrong. They're actually protecting us. A lot of the houses that you'll see along the side here, when people are driving up, they will follow tourists up who don't have an escort and mug them. So it's great that we didn't have that happen, because there aren't many of these hats and they're special, you know? Okay, so we'll call that a wrap for today. Thank you for tuning in to the diary part 3, I guess. If there's anything more, we'll add it. But other than that, we will see you tomorrow. Bye, guys.
See you later. Ciao.